This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
It's one of those stats that just flies by unnoticed. The decline in capital investment in Canada's oil and gas extraction industry in the last 5 years is 62%, which represents thousands of jobs. Now, I appreciate many like BC Premier Horgan or the Green Party's Andrew Weaver, Elizabeth May, Gerald Butts, former Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister. Also, he's the former CEO of the World Wildlife Fund Canada, now a backroom Liberal campaign strategist, and every other anti-oil and gas, anti-pipeline opponent that couldn't care less about the impact on workers, families, including many in the First Nations communities. But despite the decline in capital investment, which costs tens of thousands of jobs in environmental science or geoengineering, financial services, steelmaking, construction, transportation, to name just a few, it's made no difference to Canada's CO2 emissions. But it does mean billions lost in government revenue, which anyone who's paying attention knows we need for healthcare, senior care, education, other government services. Although, despite the misleading information, according to Environment Canada, I think this will surprise most people, if the entire oil sands were shut down, it only represents at most 0.15% of global emissions. So even cutting production by a quarter is barely measurable. But it's worse than that. Without the Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion, rail shipments have increased, which creates significantly more emissions than pipelines. Capital investment in the industry is impacted by a lot of factors, though. It's oil prices, you could have the cost of exploration production, and tax and regulatory policies. But it's also worth noting that while capital investment in Canada's energy sector took a sharp drop, especially because the drop in investment in the oil sands, U.S. spending on extraction and production in 2018 increased 9%, going up in 2019. No other country in the Western world is working harder to make oil and gas investment less attractive, which has a lot to do with why in the last 3 years, $30 billion worth of American investment has left Canada. Meanwhile, world oil consumption shows no sign of falling, and instead of using Canadian oil, much of the oil is supplied by countries whose environmental standards are far lower than Canada's world-leading standards. Then throw in the appalling human rights record of major exporters like Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iraq, and Venezuela, and it's not just money and jobs that are being lost. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.